A Selection from Truth or Consequences by Sean Freedy. Gus opens the cage as the owl screeches louder and louder. Gus reaches in and the owl pecks at his ring finger. The blood drips onto his hand. He grasps the wings to the body and pulls it from the cage, not saying a word, and walks through the front door. The clouds have moved in all around and rain is washing the dirt off the street and sidewalk. Lightning lands along the mountaintops on the other end of the horizon. Gary and the men follow him from the bar. Gus keeps expecting them to say something. They're quiet. "It's always been empty, Gary. Don't you get it? We've never known how to live." Gus tosses Shirley in the air. She doesn't make a sound, just flaps her wings as the rain pelts her feathers. They all watch her fly up and up towards the darkened clouds as the thunder rolls and the lightning crashes. "Yep, everyone here is trying to hold on to something, that's for sure. Looks like Gus found out how to let go. Our loss, though." He takes off his mailbag and drops it to the ground. He steps off the sidewalk that he's walked on all these years and walks into the middle of the street. Gus opens his arms and looks up to the black clouds as the men stand under the cover of the bar awning. He opens his hands to the rain. He smiles and feels the water hitting his face. He opens his mouth and tastes the drops one by one. A water and oil line trail is left by a car heading down the highway towards the setting sun. Gus begins walking down this trail. With no end in sight, he smiles and lets the rain wash his face. What happens when you're no longer the mailman? You're just a man, and that's all you can be.